Good morning and welcome to the programme. Today, diesel hits over €2 a litre again. Government intervened the last time. But what happens now? Are calorie counts off the menu after years of campaigns and government commitments? The plans have been shelved. We'll debate. Star Trek tried to show us what life might be like in the future, but did the show get it right? Well, Dr. Shane Bergen has been looking at the predictions from The Final Frontier. Do you want to build your strength by lifting weights but don't know where to begin? Niall Moyna and physio Jenny Branigan will show us how to get started. And of course, we'll look back over the week with the Friday gathering. You can text us this morning, 51551, email todaycb@rte.ie, or on Twitter, we are at Today with Claire. Now, ticket prices for summer festivals and shows are set to rise because of soaring insurance premiums and rocketing costs. Event organisers have indicated customers are likely to be hit in the pocket, with entry fees increasing by up to €10 in some cases. The Alliance for Insurance Reform said tourism, hospitality, entertainment and leisure businesses that survived the pandemic are now being hit on average with a 16% increase in their insurance premiums. In a moment, we'll speak to the National Secretary of the Irish Shows Association, Jim Harrison. But first, Dennis Desmond is Managing Director of MCD and he joins me on the line. Good morning, Dennis. Thank you for joining us on the programme. You're seeing rising costs right across the board. Is that right?
Good morning, Claire. Correct, we are seeing rising costs. But if I could just say, you will not see an increase in ticket prices this summer. So, in actual fact, the ticket prices from the majority of shows are already on sale, and a lot of them, the ticket prices are very much held 2019-2020 prices.
Okay, that's so, your policy at MCD, but perhaps other companies may not be able to cope and absorb the increase in costs that they're facing.
I think future shows, there will be an increase, and obviously I think you will see a slight increase in ticket prices for shows that are happening in 23. But the majority of events are already up and running for 22.
Okay, talk to me about the type of price increases that you're seeing and in what areas.
Well, the increases basically are across the board. You obviously have the fuel increases that everybody's experiencing. But in addition to that, there is a shortage of labour. So you're looking at a lot of people did leave the business during the pandemic, found alternative employment. So as a result of that, there's a shortage of people. So you're having to hire new people, train them up. And in some cases, you know, the good thing is the people who are still in the industry, there's a big demand for their time, but there's a shortage of them and we're having to bring people in from Europe. So in a lot of instances, we're bringing in labour, flying in labour from Germany, Budapest, places like that. And the increased cost is the extra time involved in their flights, the hotels, and obviously when there's a big demand, people charge a premium rate.
Yeah, and these are expert, experienced people, so you can't readily and quickly train them up here even if you were to hire them.
Correct. Like huge demand for security, huge demand for riggers, electricians. And again, a lot of these people, when there was the uncertainty for the pandemic, they went and found alternative employment. A lot of them went into film industry. You've got a huge number of movies being made in Ireland, worldwide at the moment. Obviously, that industry is booming, which are Netflix, Amazon, etc. So, yeah, big demand for skilled labour. The entertainment, hospitality industry, we've been at a standstill for 2 years. We're back. We're busier than ever. And obviously, there's a big demand for labour.
Okay. And, of course, all of the gigs that didn't happen after March of 2020, everyone's trying to get those on now and get them done and move on after the summer.
Correct. And, we're rolling 3 years into one. And thankfully, the wonderful thing is people... You know, business is good. People are turning up in shows in their droves. It's wonderful to be back. That's the positive.
But you are having to absorb these additional costs. And you say at MCD you're not increasing your ticket prices. But what you're doing then is, with 2019 money, you're facing 2022 costs. Now, that's hardly sustainable, is it?
It's obviously, we'd prefer not to. But, it's what we have to do this year. We're sincerely hoping that you do have some companies and definitely some suppliers are taking advantage of the situation. We appreciate the costs have gone up. I think when there is a demand to become a bit more competitive, we'd expect new suppliers to come into the market next year. I think as a result of that, it'll become more competitive again. What you have is a huge demand at the moment for services. And like anything, it's like when you have your big football game or whatever your event, hotel prices go up. It's the same thing. Suppliers see the opportunity and the prices go up. And I'm confident that in 23, the market will become a bit more competitive. You'll have an increase because of petrol, but I don't think it'll be a substantial increase across the board.
Have you noticed insurance costs going up significantly?
We have indeed. But again, that's understandable. We were in a good position where we had COVID insurance up to, I think it was January 2020. And obviously, insurance companies, they need to make their money back. So the way they do that, they increase the premiums.
Now, you had government support over the last 2 years. What do you say about government support today?
I think the government support, you could always look for more. I think we should be thankful for the fact that they are helping us with the VAT, and that is a help. And again, it's like, yeah, overall, they've been supportive. I think initially, it took a while to get there, but I think overall, there was support, particularly, as I said, from the VAT. Compared to other countries, the support in Ireland was disappointing, definitely, compared to what people got in the States, what people got in Germany. You see even the airlines, what German airlines compared to the support that Irish airlines did. Same with promoters in Germany, got huge support. But I think for the size of the country, yeah, we did okay.
All right. Well, Dennis, we wish you well for a busy summer ahead. That's Dennis Desmond. Jim Harrison, then National Secretary of the Irish Shows Association, is with us too. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Claire.
What sort of events do you represent?
We represent the Irish Shows, which is the Irish agricultural shows in Ireland, Claire.
So now, when I'm listening to you and listening to the agricultural show side of things, I would imagine that's on a different scale to what Dennis Desmond was just talking about. It might be tougher for you now to absorb the costs.
It would indeed. I have to encore everything that Dennis said, because everything that Dennis's organisation is feigning, we are feigning the very same. I will not go through that because of labour and all the rest of it.
Yeah, same problems.
The same problem. We have a problem with insurance, surely. Hire of equipment, like marquees. We have to, whenever we set up a show, we set up a show in a green field. So we have marquees, mobile toilets, sound equipment, crowd control barriers. Printing an advertisement is even on the up as well. And even down to the wooden post, the wooden stake you drive into the ground, it could be up 50% from 2018.
And can you absorb those costs, or do you have to pass them on in the ticket price?
Of course, you can't absorb all the costs. And there's only two areas that a show can get revenue from, and that's sponsorship and the gate, as we call it. So I have no doubt in the world that some shows will raise the gate. Now, usually it's €10 into a show. Now, I suppose in hindsight, the best way to raise that, and what shows are talking about it at the minute, it's a bit different than Dennis is all set up. But, you know, we can whatever time the show's on, you set the price. So I would think now that it'll be up maybe $12.50, I would think, for one person, or $20 or $25 for two, do you know? But it's still a very cheap day out, you know, for a family. And
I'm sure you've got to think about this, because families will look at what they're going to spend on a day out, and once it goes over the tenner per person, you start asking yourself questions about whether you're going to go or not, don't you?
Well, that's it. And I think, in fairness, a lot of shows will keep it at a tenner for that particular reason that you're talking about, you know. But there's one thing about a show. Most shows have family entertainment free, and that's a big thing, you know. Mm-hmm. But the problem is with the family entertainment the year, and I'm getting a lot of it too, the inflatables, like bouncy castles, all that sort of stuff, big slides. Then people can't get insurance either. And really, they're in the worst predicament, because they can't even get it at any cost.
Right.
So that's a problem, you know.
And for you, insurance is a problem too, isn't it?
Well, it has been. It has been and has been for years, Clare, because there's no company in Ireland really prepared to quote for our business. So we have to go across the water to get business across the water. So that's our problem. We've only one company really interested in taking on our business, and we're with that company from the 80s left. We're with them a long, long time. So we're good loyal to them. And,
That's a company in England, is it?
That's a company in England, yeah.
And they're still willing to provide cover,
but at
a cost.
At a raising cost, yeah. A raising cost.
But a bouncy castle operator who you might invite in, or the people with the slides and so on, they can't get any quote.
They can't get any quote. That's what I'm told anyway. There's very few of them can get a quote. There is a few dotted around the country, but there's an awful lot of them people and they can't get quotes. Mm-hmm. That's what they're telling the shows.
Well, it was in the papers during the week that there's huge demand on the bouncy castles. You can't get one for love nor money, apparently.
No, and that's the main problem, is insurance is the main problem on that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
listen, tell me what the summer looks like then. It's going to be a little bit more expensive for the punters, but you're hoping that the shows will go ahead despite all these increasing prices, from insurance to the putting the stake into the ground.
Yes. The shows have started off well. In fact, there's three shows gone and bumper crowds at them. That's one thing. I think people have been closed up for the last 2 years, and they're really chomping at the bit to get out to these outdoor events. Now, I think the outdoor events will probably do well this summer. That's what I predict anyway. And look, there'll be massive crowds there. Now, volunteerism is another thing that's lacking in a lot of our shows. You know, our committee has got aged, for one. They're 2 years older than they were in 2019.
We haven't been recruiting,
you know. Yeah, you know, so that's a problem as well. But thank God we have put together a youth programme now this year, and we've rolled it out in the Midlands region. We are divided in five regions actually around the country. The Midlands region has rolled this out as a pilot project for to get young people involved in agricultural shows.
Yeah, because you're right what you're saying. There's been a little bit of a break now in the routine for people, and those who would have signed up as volunteers in 2019 or 2020 didn't. So you have to start your recruitment again.
That's correct. That is correct. And another thing too, we probably missed out on a few years, or maybe half a generation or a generation of recruitment, because people were going to the cities to work from the country, driving long distances, then coming back to that evening, commuting. And look, they were tired. All they wanted to do was lay down, go to bed. And now, a lot of them working from home, they have more time on their hands to maybe join a show committee or join a festival committee or whatever they're interested in. And we could, you know, it seems to be now that's happening at the moment.
Okay,
you know?
So you just need to find those people. Just going back to something Dennis was saying there about the staff, he's having to fly people in from other locations, you know, professional people, riggers and so on. Are you experiencing that problem where you just can't get the professional staff, the people who are paid on these festivals?
Yes, labour is a major problem in Ireland at the moment. I suppose not for the show itself, to get the show up and run, but for the marquees, for the toilets, for them people. Now, it used to be, I know, the man that done our marquees in Castleblaney here, for instance, was a lot of them people from Poland, Lithuania, all around. That's gone back, like, down the years. But I don't know where them people has all went to, where they probably maybe went on home, and now you have to recruit more people back. And as Dennis said, the training of these people up takes time.
Mm-hmm.
Time is money. And that's why we're getting this 25%, you know. And raising diesel costs is another one, like, that has to be. I think fuel costs is ridiculous. Okay. The way the fuel costs has went in the past 12 months. Like,
so are you saying that your costs are up by 25% across the board, or is that just the insurance costs?
Oh no! Across the board, all shows are telling me everything's up 25%. Everything they go to buy, let it be from anything, it doesn't matter what it is, and anything they go to hire seems to be up just 25%. It seems to be a golden number.
Right, so that's what we can expect to see on the ticket price then.
Yes, I would. Well, look, if a show is going to stay sustainable and viable, I think really and truly they have to put up their prices a wee bit or pass it on slightly to the customer, because if they don't, they'll not be there next year.
Well, James,
that's the way I look at it.
We'll leave it there for now. It's been great to talk to you, and we hope you have a good summer. We'll all enjoy those shows over the coming months, I'm sure.
Thanks very much, Claire.
Jim Harrison there from the Irish Shows Association.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.